I now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Next case is 11,586, Michael Brittingham. He is seeking a variance for a reduction in the rear yard setback of section 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Mary Road, approximately 241 feet west of Brezier Road. 911 address is 25140 Mary Road, Georgetown. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is 133, map 6, parcel 201. There are no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, they're asking for a 1.5-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback for a shed. Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Michael Brittingham, 25140 Mary Road, Georgetown.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to right a wrong.
Okay.
Requesting a variance on the setback to the back of my property line. It is within the 5 feet of the back of my property by a foot and 5 inches. So, which makes it 3 feet, 7 inches from the line. Uniqueness of the property, the shed was built, received a permit in 86 for the shed, 12 by 14 shed at the time. My wife and her husband added on to the shed, or my or her husband added on to the shed, which he cemented the floor. They had a lean-to on the shed. He closed it in, which made it within the 5 feet in the back. And behind the shed is a right-of-way that goes up to a lean to a house back in the woods. Cannot otherwise be developed. Behind it is a 50-foot right-of-way, which I am, or the shed is, what, 28 feet 5 inches from the center of that road. And the owner of the land behind me is selling lots, but it'll be on the other side of the right-of-way. There won't be anything right beside us, and the property line or property right beside us, we own that also, that lot beside us. So that won't be anything right behind us that would be built other than on the other side the right away. Not created by the applicant. I have a survey dated 12/8/93. I didn't come along until October of 94. So this shed was not created by me. It was created by a previous male of the house. Will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The shed's been there for 22 plus years. And I'm seeking a variance because the shed, the wood is dilapidating on the back of the shed, and I'm wanting to replace it. So I'm seeking the variance to do that, to get the variance before I go and spend money on the back of the shed to fix it. I've got some pictures of the lane and the shed, if I could submit them.
Mm-hmm.
To ask a question, you're just intending to improve the existing shed. You're not adding anything.
No, I'm not adding anything to the shed. All I want to do is just fix up the
repair it.
Just want to make
sure. Yeah, repair it. And the minimum variance number 5 is it's 1 foot 5 inches within the 5 feet of the back line. I'm here just to right or wrong.
But not your right or wrong. Your right or wrong, something else did.
Yes.
How'd you get found out about the shed?
Pardon?
How'd you find out about the shed that's in the, didn't meet the setbacks?
I found the line, and when I got the survey out, I noticed on the survey it says 3 feet 7 inches, and I came to the planning and zoning last year and found out that my back setback was 5 feet.
Okay.
So I'm also wanting to do this because I'm not getting any younger. My wife and I aren't getting any younger. We take winters in Florida and traveling back and forth, and if that can happen, so I don't want to leave this for my kids.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see if there's any further questions. Mr. Mills has got those pictures. Mr. Mills?
Yes. The survey, I assume that 3.7 is the surveyor's markings, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, so for the record, you've been saying 3 feet 7 inches, and typically that's 3.7 feet, which is not 3 feet 7 inches. So the variance request, if that's the case, then the variance request would be for 1.3 feet and not 1 foot 3 inches. Just so we have it clear for the record here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Morton? No more questions. And I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. Looking at these pictures, it looks like there are some trees. Is that a tree at the back rear base of it?
Yes.
On the right-of-way side?
Right to it.
Okay. And does this thing have electric or a concrete base or anything?
Yes, it's got concrete throughout, and it has electric.
Okay, so it's not something that could be moved of 1.3 feet into compliance.
Well, they're on the other side. There's room because we have an LPP system, and they had to put it back that far because of the LPP system.
Okay. So that's the only place you could really put it?
Yes, sir.
I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to uniqueness, we heard that there is a septic system keeps the shed from moving forward, and also that the there's electric and concrete base existing to the shed, which would make it difficult to develop it further in strict conformity. And the request seems to be not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant said that it was not created by him. We didn't hear any testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood or substantially permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. I think the applicant's asking for a minimum to afford relief, and so I make a motion that we approve a 1.3 variance for case number 11,586.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, excuse me, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,586. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Whitman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,586 is approved.
Thank you. Yes, appreciate it.